Some American lawmakers are raising the alarm about this week's bid by a Chinese company to acquire the Unocal oil business. The offer is $18.5 billion, perhaps the strongest signal yet of China's growing demand for oil, as well as that country's newfound ability to pay top dollar for it. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
China is now the world's second biggest consumer of oil. It's still way behind number one, the United States. But if we look in the rearview mirror of our SUVs, we can see China gaining. And not on a bicycle, but in a diesel-driven car. Kang Wu, a research fellow at the East-West Center in Hawaii, says that Chinese car is accelerating.
China's car population is still very low, but their growth rate is really double digits. The desire of the people to drive more and own more cars is very strong there, which is, you know, kind of a common everywhere. When people have money, they want to really have freedom of traveling around.
China is pursuing a very capitalist way of satisfying its demand for oil. It's buying it. The country's third biggest oil company has offered to pay $18.5 billion for California-based Unocal. That's about $2 billion more than Chevron agreed to pay in April. China is especially interested in Unocal's extensive oil and natural gas holdings in Asia. Senior fellow Philip Verlegger of the Institute for International Economics says with its booming export economy, China can afford to go shopping.
The Chinese are running a very large trade surplus with the United States, so they're getting a lot of dollars. Our appetite for Chinese goods at Walmart is funding the Chinese ability to acquire these companies. They have the money.
But the Unocal deal isn't just about money. Even though China's CNOOC Limited has offered to pay $2 more per share for the company, Unocal's board of directors is still advising stockholders to accept the lower Chevron offer, saying there's no guarantee the CNOOC proposal would result in a deal. Chevron also cautions that the Chinese offer would entail an extensive regulatory review. Some lawmakers have already come out against the deal, noting that CNOOC is largely owned by the Chinese government. California Republican Richard Pombo, who chairs the House Resources Committee, says the company's acquisition of Unocal could come with, quote, disastrous consequences for our economic and national security. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon also raised a red flag, urging Treasury Secretary John Snow to carry out a thorough national security review.
Those of us that consider ourselves free traders have got to be aggressive in terms of using the existing tools on the books. And I'm telling you, I don't see the arguments for not doing a review there.
Turning down the Chinese offer on political or national security grounds could carry its own problems, though. Philip Verlegger notes that many U.S. companies have business deals of their own in China.
If the United States tries to behave at all heavy-handedly on this acquisition, I think Boeing will see a substantial number of sales lost to Airbus. I think a number of U.S. corporations will find that investing in China or selling to China is reduced. The United States, which preaches free markets, really has to allow this thing to play out in the market between bidders.
Verlegger agrees with Congressman Pombo that the Chinese bid for Unocal carries a warning for the U.S., but he argues the proper response is not to turn away the Chinese offer. Instead, he says, the U.S. must get control of its own oil consumption.
If this isn't a shot across the bow for a program to start reducing energy consumption, I don't know what there is. This should be a wake-up call to the United States that we face enormous aggressive competition for supplies of energy on the international market, and that some of the competitors have even more cash that they're willing to throw at these assets than U.S. corporations.
Chevron, of course, could increase its own bid for Unocal, allowing the company to remain in U.S. hands without the geopolitical fallout. But however the bidding war for Unocal plays out, the auction for the world's oil supplies is sure to get more competitive. Scott Horsley, NPR News.